5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Headed to a weekend. Next week, I'll be off most of the week. I'll just be doing Monday's show, and then I'll be in Chicago the rest of the week. But this is the summertime vibe of sports radio in South Florida. But 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And this weekend, if you're looking for a little something fun to do, you head over to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park and you enjoy some of their beer and food, like perhaps the Key Lime Pie beer, which is the taste of Florida summer in every sip.
Delicious.
It really is delicious.
Yeah.
And in fact, you want to watch the Inter-Miami PSG game on Sunday. They do specials at Funky Buddha during the Club World Cup games, so you can enjoy the game on all their TVs and root on for an upset, if you will. Speaking of Funky Buddha and alcohol, if you will, Funky Buddha, they have everything from, you know, wine and Aperol spritz to the beers that they make themselves. I got a text during that last commercial break from Dr. Chuck. And he said, it was Jim DeJoseph's birthday the other day. And he said, hey, we got Jimmer a dream birthday gift. And now, I don't think this was really for Jim's birthday. I think that Chuck probably bid on this at some charity auction or someone gave it to him because he's a doctor. But he says, we've got a wine tasting class. Would you and Lori like to go as well? And so I said, well, put us down for a Yoo-hoo drinking class. It's just not our thing. Like we I couldn't, you know, like these people who tour, you know, like Napa Valley wineries or whatever. I would be asleep after one winery. I can't handle wine and alcohol. And so was it? But then I said, you know what? When is it? The Hockmans like to be classy every now and then. And he said, today at 6. Now, how would you feel about that invitation? Because obviously we were 150 at Lori's in Toronto, so we can't go anyway. It doesn't matter. So it's less than an hour now away. We were 150th on their list, probably the first Democrats, but 150th on their list for this wine tasting. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if you got that invitation?
I feel a certain way. Yeah. That was 4 late cancellations, and now you find my number.
Yeah.
Chuck, that was just nasty.
Just eat the spots at that point. You know, you can't invite someone at 5 o'clock for a 6 o'clock wine tasting class. Solana, you disagree.
I disagree wholeheartedly. There's no doubt that he had no intention of ever inviting you. Now it's just
correct.
I'm struggling to find people. I'm texting everybody I possibly can. I realize that, but I think that's okay when the reward for you is free wine. Like if I'm ever going to be last resort, free alcohol is fine with me.
You're not wrong. So if I was a wine drinker, like you're not wrong. Somebody calls me, I guess, or texts me at 4:45 and says, I've got Inter-Miami tickets. It's in the suite at 6 o'clock. I probably don't react the same way, even though I know that I'm the last minute invite on that.
Nah, my manhood's more than a couple glasses of wine.
I'm back with Crowder. F the Metzgers.
That's crazy to me, man. Like, I'll set all pride aside. If it means I'm getting free wine, I'm getting free tickets to something, I'm getting the better end of the deal here. You didn't want to come with me in the first place. Now I'm here and I'm getting free stuff from you. I mean, that sounds like the best possible scenario in my case.
Right.
No. I'm not just some mop-up friend. I don't want to be a mop-up friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you know, if I wasn't on your list yesterday, I made your list now. I don't want to be on the list.
Right. But now I'm the mop-up friend that you didn't want to come with in the first place.
Right.
And taking advantage.
Look at me. I'm wearing a Bernie Sanders shirt. Right. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to disinvite me while I'm already there?
Yeah.
You know, I can buy my own bottle of wine too, Chuck.
There's some people that can smell wine and they'll tell you like what winery it's from, what year it was from.
But they don't really know. Insane. They're pretending.
No,
I've it's annoying too.
I don't buy it.
And they smell it, then they suck the air in their mouth. Yeah,
it's
and
a ruse.
Their nose.
It's a ruse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. this is hints of plum and
they don't know
raisin. This is from the Napa Valley. No, get out of here, man. No,
I can do that with Aperol Spritz. Like I know what region of Italy that Aperol came from, but
which one is it? Better. Which one is it, Hawk? Let's hear it.
The boot. The boot region.
Right.
Yeah.
The boot region.
And if Solana, if that person that can do that, what is that talent? Like, what are you? What you don't impress me.
Well, and again, there's no way to prove that it's right because nobody cares.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what did you? Why did you study this hard for the wine test? Like, spend your time.
I guess we just lost Jimmy Cephalo as a fan of the show.
I was a last minute invite, not last minute because it was like 3 days before the movie, but I ended up going to a movie last night. I mean, would have loved this yesterday. I told Solana I went to the movies last night with Josh Appel, his dad, and his brother, stepbrother. So you might ask, well, how did you end up at an Appel family movie outing? His dad got tickets to this F1 movie, the new F1 movie, and it was at the IMAX in Deerfield Beach. But I guess his dad was explaining to me yesterday, and when Josh sees me and his dad together, he says, it's my two dads. It's so cute because we're both very proud of Josh. And but he had, I guess, tickets for an IMAX showing, and it got canceled or something, so they gave him some bonus tickets. So they had some extra tickets. So Appel was like, my dad asked if you wanted to go. So I said, yeah, I'll go. Lori's out of town. So I'll go to the movies with you. And I sat next to Appel, and he was on Twitter for the entire first 20 minutes of the movie.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He was on Twitter for the entire first 20 minutes of the movie.
And after you slapped his phone out of his hand, what happened?
Well, I was online texting everyone I knew that Appel was on Twitter while the movie was going on. In fact, I even took some video. Look, that's the movie. There's Appel. I don't know if you could see it. He's on his phone. He's on Twitter.
I don't get that, man.
What is the point of going to a movie if you're not going to put your phone on Do Not Disturb?
It's ridiculous to me. You're wasted money. Well, the man movie night is already weird to me, so the phone is just a little extra, yeah.
Right. And it was like love seats, so it was like those two-person capsules.
What?
Yeah. Just
we don't have time. The ticket that they gave me wasn't in the capsule with Appel. It was because they just gave his dad like some extra tickets for this showing. So Appel and I, we have like a wall. You know, it's like the two-person capsule, and then there's a little bit of divider between the next two-person capsule, then a little divider. So there's like a wall. I'm on the side of Appel. There's a wall in between us. I'm sitting next to a young black man in our capsule.
That's a cute couple.
I know. So I immediately go, you with Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese? Because that's going to determine whether I can sit here tonight.
You're robbing the cradle, huh?
Thought I had a 50-50 chance because he was at an F1 movie. So I thought I had a 50-50 chance.
He went to see Idris, whatever the hell his name is.
That's a good-looking guy. I didn't know anything about the movie until I watched it. It was great and terrible at the same time, the movie.
Makes it was like a lot of sense.
Top Gun, but like, I mean, just you have to really suspend disbelief. Or believe.
I want to see it.
Yeah. But anyway, the capsule, the second person in Appel's capsule didn't show up. So about 5 minutes in, I had to bid adieu to my young friend and say, I'm going over to this capsule, but it was fun while it lasted.
Man, you cheating on Rashad. I don't like that, huh? I don't like this at all.
I gave him a fist bump and I said, I just don't think it's working out.
That's better than your interaction with the young black Uber driver in Tampa. So
I just did what Crowder said. Hey, this place gets sticky.
Whole new meaning at a movie theater.
Guy was like, what do you mean? Sticky? How sticky? Oh. How? Like the floor? I'm like, I don't know. My black radio partner says sticky all the time. I was just trying to be down with the struggle.
I was going to say, I hope you ain't say that in the movie, Solana, because that would have been taken a totally different way.
Yep.
Headline. I said to him, you ever seen the Pee Wee Herman documentary?
Never. You want some popcorn?
Headlines real quick. Headlines brought to you by Durrell. Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durrell Hyundai.
All right, so I just
got an invite from Dr. Chuck to the wine class tonight. Buy more wine, Chuck.
You know he didn't send that joke to Solana because Solana wants to go.
I do. I would take it in 2 seconds. Touch me, Chuck. Come on. All right, here's your schedule. The Marlins play tonight. The NHL draft is tonight. Dr. Chuck, of course, won't be able to watch any of those. This weekend, you have... Inner Miami.
Prouder if you and I just showed up at this wine tasting.
Just with dirty clothes on. Chuck!
No, you take your Aperol Spritz to the wine tasting.
Right? What do you got? What do we got next? Aperol Spritz? Just keep blurting it out.
Hey, man, this red one's warm, man. I don't drink no warm wine, man. Need some ice.
Inter Miami plays on Sunday against PSG at noon from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The biggest game perhaps in MLS history for an MLS team. No joke.
All right.
Tyler Hero appears, according to a picture, which I cannot... say is real or not with AI nowadays, you never know. But the Heat Music account posted a picture of Tyler Hero and his eyebrows appear to be bleached.
Getting richer and weirder.
Somebody texts in, and this I'm good with. The guy says, I'm good with that invite as long as the person is honest and says, hey, I know it's last minute, but somebody just bailed. That's the way to approach that invite.
Oh, honesty. Yeah. Take that as a life lesson.
Yeah, Chuck.
And Chuck.
You guys have high standards for things. Like, bro, somebody invited you. Who cares? All right, I'll go. Whatever. I wasn't the first person on the list. I wasn't the first person on the Hockman Crowder and Solana show either. I'll take it anyways. You know?
But it wasn't like, even that though. He invited me because he wanted the credit for the invite, but he had no belief that I was going to go. That's the thing that like, so now he can say, oh, remember we invited you to that wine tasting. Well, you didn't really.
Mm-hmm.
Crowder, the Dolphins drafted two players before they drafted you in the NFL draft. I mean, so what? You still took you still took their invitation to join their team.
Is Chuck going to give me a couple million dollars? I'm going, but.
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It has been raining in my area. It's cloudy, hot today, around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
Would you have introduced yourself to the young fella in the little cubicle? Because I'm just sitting next to him watching a movie. But should I say, hey, how are you? I'm Mark. We're obviously sitting next to each other. Do you like Gladiator movies?
Don't get to know him. You can say, what's up?
Right. Offer him some of my popcorn.
Like what? No, don't offer him anything. Don't.
Because we were in tight confines, though. It was kind of rude not to, you know, have a...
That's his chair. This is your chair.
Right.
Do you talk to everybody next to you on the airplane? Those are tighter than movie chairs.
Right. But, I mean, it was literally like, you know, sectioned off as if, hey, here's your two seats. I obviously played this wrong because I gave him my number and I bought him dinner. Also, he's coming with me to the wine tasting tonight.
He's in an Uber now, headed to the house. This Rashad is pleasant.
That is a fantastic way to punctuate a fun Friday show. And you got the NHL draft tonight, so we got action, Jack. Everybody, have a great and safe Friday night. Go Marlins, go Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and go Inter Miami on Sunday. Let's shock the world, Herons. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.